Would you turn with me now to that portion that we read together, Jeremiah chapter 28, and seeking the Lord's blessing to read again words that we find at the end of the chapter. From verse 15, then said the prophet Jeremiah unto Hananiah the prophet, Hear now, Hananiah, the Lord hath not sent thee, but thou makest this people to trust in a lie. Therefore thus saith the Lord, Behold, I will cast thee from off the face of the earth. This year thou shalt die, because thou hast taught rebellion against the Lord. So Hananiah the prophet died the same year in the seventh month. This year thou shalt die. What solemn words, my friends. I suppose all of us, as we read the Bible from time to time, that we come across texts that startle us and maybe cause us to do a double take. Sometimes we can see Scripture and see that it applies to others. And other times, texts come to us and are before us, which we probably read many times before, but then they seem to speak to us directly at certain times. I have to say for myself in the last couple of days that coming to this text in an unexpected way, that it speaks to me first and foremost, and ask myself the question, is this speaking just to me? And how do I take this text? But I bring it before you tonight, praying that it will speak to each of us. Not that I can or anyone else can prophesy when you or I are going to die, but it should be a question and a consideration for us all, if this was so. Now, the background here, you know, and we read part of it, was with Hananiah, who was a false prophet. And he was coming and he was seeking to undermine Jeremiah. Jeremiah is a conundrum in many ways himself. And, you know, and of course, as the weeping prophet, there seems so many things in his life that are so grievous and difficult to make life difficult for him. And he is in many ways also, Jeremiah, a living parable. We see that at this time, for example, he was using yoke to make a point, that the Lord had shown him this, that he was using wearing a yoke like an ox would wear round his neck as he went around preaching, to show that this was a sign of what they were going to be, they're going to be under the yoke because of their unfaithfulness to God. So this is a parabolic sign of what of impending captivity and servitude that was awaiting them. He was really living out in that way what he was speaking and what he was telling them, and using this as an illustration, as it were. But then we read of this man, Hananiah, who was prophesying that the Lord had spoken to him and that things would get easier and much easier than what Jeremiah is saying. And we read in verse 10 that Hananiah took the yoke from off the prophet Jeremiah's neck, and he broke it and made his own declaration in doing so. Thus says the Lord, even so will I break the yoke of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, in verse 11. And so he's coming with the opposite thing of what Jeremiah is saying. And Jeremiah is going on to say, well, he said, if that is so, that would be good, but, and there is a but in it, in this way. So this is the background to the situation that we find here for us. And so this is speaking, a prophecy, it's to Israel as a whole, but it's also particularly to Hananiah, the false prophet. And we see what happens, as we'll see later on. This, friends, is a solemn text. It's a solemn warning to us all. It's a warning and a word that we should, whoever we are, however old, middle-aged, or young we are, that we should ask ourselves, could this be true of me? This year thou shalt die. This year thou shalt die. We may not see ourselves as false prophets like Hananiah. We may not see ourselves as being worthy of dying so quickly, or the punishment by death in this way. But friends, we all know that whether in this way or this year or not, the wages of sin is death. Therefore, we are all going to die. That's the reality for us. Death is but a breath away from each and every one of us. And yes, friends, it is possible that this year, 2022, that you and I may well die. It is possible for us. It's a solemn thought at the beginning of another year in our life's journey. Well then, let us consider, first of all, the inevitableness of death for every one of us. Death is inevitable for us all. Remember how we read in Ecclesiastes, to everything there is a season. And it goes on to speak of a time to laugh, time to weep, time to be born, and a time to die. There is a season. There is a set order. There is a time when certain things will happen. There is a time when certain situations will develop into something else. Now, it is the one thing that is certain in this life for us, that we are going to die. This here, in this verse here, we're showing that this may be, this for this man it was that year, but this is a year that has already been ordained by God when you and I are going to die. Whatever the year is, this year, the next year, or whenever, it has already been foreordained by God. You see, it has nothing to do with us. It has nothing to do with a pandemic. It has nothing to do with an age. That might be means, but it is God who has appointed that day for us. It is inevitable. We only have to look around us in this congregation to see the empty pews, how that reminds us that here we have no continuing city. We cannot continue here. And friends, from the beginning of the world, there has never been a time after the first death in Genesis there that has been free from the voice of death. It has come time and time and time again. Indeed, death, of course, begins, that has been beginning because of the sin that started in the world. We are born to die. Even the little child, when you think today of the little boy who was brought here to be baptized this morning, a lovely little boy. But the reality is every day that he lives, yes, he's growing up, but he's growing also even towards his death. It's a solemn thought, friends. It's an inevitable thing for us to think about. That voice of death is there for us. You know, I was looking at statistics, and they can be very wrong at times, but some of them are very accurate. And I was looking at statistics last couple of days, that in the UK, 600,000 people died in 2020. 600,000 people have died. That works out at roughly 12,000 people every week die in the UK. That works out at, those are good at maths, 1,700 approximately a week dying. A day, sorry, 1,700 a day dying in this country. Looked at even statistics in the islands, in the Western Isles. Approximately 370 in 1 year, in our small population. And when you think of that, 370 in the Western Isles in 2020, that would be probably about five times the amount of people in here tonight. Think about that. That in a moment you know that everyone here this year, five times over, will be dead. Friends, I don't think any of us realize the reality of that for us all. Death is waiting. Do we at all realize how near it is to each of us? We are but a breath away from it. And if it's not us, we all know. We know somebody who has died. We all know within our families even how death has come and has spoken with us. We may run for a time from it, friends. And many people seek to do, but we cannot outrun death. It is inevitable for us. So we may see, and we do see, and lately a lot of it, I'm not saying in and of itself it's wrong, but there seems to be so many people imagining that if they do certain things, that they will not die. It seems to be as if they're keeping death away. No, in a sense, we should look after ourselves and our bodies. But you're only going to look at the way that so many people are out running now to keep fit. And I say that's a good thing in itself. We go into a gym or a diet or whatever. We see them here who would never ever have imagined that we would be going to church on our Lord's Day. And we see people running past the building here, keeping themselves fit. For what? Again, I'm not saying that's wrong in and of itself. But friends, that is saying, so often it is saying, there's no thought of anything else. It's just this world, no thought of the world to come. And the reality is, my dear friends, that death is actually, it is racing towards each and every one of us. Racing towards us. Every single one of us. It is, as it were, stalking every one of us. And even if it's where, as it were, we didn't take a step toward it, it is coming for us. It is there. It is coming to us, friends, oh, at an alarming speed. And yes, certainly those of us who are getting older will realize that more and more and more. But maybe even those of us who are older here, not as much as we ought to. Now, friends, you might not like the thought of that tonight. You might wish that I was preaching on something else here this evening. Something that would be more comforting. But friends, do we not need to see the need we have to make ready and to prepare for this inevitable end for each and every one of us? You see, we might not like the thought of it, but it doesn't change a thing, whether we like it or not. It will not slow down. I don't want to think about it. It won't slow down the appointed hour that is there for you. Now, even the Christian here tonight, you might not like the thought or to linger too much on the thought of it. Might not be something that you want to think too much about it. But you see, whether we're believers or non-believers here this evening, it's an inevitable end for us all. It is inevitable. We know that. And we say, we all say, and you might be saying, now, well, I know that. Well, if you know it, surely then there must be some way that you are preparing for it. And that second point, friends, is that. Am I or am I not ready and prepared for death? Are you? Am I? Have we prepared for it? Now, for the believer, for the Christian here tonight, albeit death is a reality that all of us have to face, you see, there's the greatest difference between the death of the believer and the unbeliever. You see, the Lord Jesus Christ, for the believer, has gone before us. He has taken the sting out of death for us. Yes, for them it's still an enemy, but you see, friends, it's a defeated enemy for the Lord's people. And if you are amongst them here tonight, that you can see that for yourself, that Christ died for my sins, that I am confident that he has done this for me, my trust is in him. Well, of course, you're going to be able to face death in a different way. Or at least, if you're not in a different way, face it, you'll know that the end of it will be different for you. And so then, that there is that aspect for the Christian. Oh, it's an enemy still, but it's a defeated enemy. It's a defeated enemy. How is it defeated by yourself? No, of course not. Christ has defeated the enemy. He has overcome death and the grave. I don't need to go into that. You know it very well, what all that means for yourself. He has done it all, and there is that holy confidence as a Christian that we can say, yes, I am prepared, or at least I'm ready. I know whatever comes. I was reading a note about an old godly lady who was dying. And the elder went to visit her, spoke to her and said to her, well, with death ahead of you, are you really ready to die? And she said, no, death is not ahead of me. And he said, what do you mean? And she says, well, death is behind me, for Christ has died for me. I'm only going now to sleep in Jesus, because he has gone before me. And there's the confidence of the Christian, that whatever else comes, however unexpected it may be, however difficult death may be, and who knows what we all may have to go through before we go through death, there is that assurance for us that Christ has prepared the way, and in that way that the Christian can be assured of that and ready for that great day that inevitably will come. For the believer who die, whether it's this year, whether it's this month or tomorrow or tonight or whatever, this is the reality for them. And they will go through death, and having gone through death, they will hear, come ye blessed of my Father. Enter into the joy of the Lord. Now I ask you, friend, is there anyone here tonight who wouldn't love to have that assurance? Would you not like it yourself? I ask you, is that not your own hope this evening? Oh, you see, of course it is. Of course it's my hope. It's my hope that when I die, that my sins be forgiven. After all, I'm not a bad person. And what, friend, then I ask you, is that what your hope is based on? Is that what your preparation is all about? I'm not such a bad person. I know people who are far worse than me. Surely then I'll be accepted of the Lord. If that's your only hope, my friend, is that what it's based on? Well, my friend, you know from Scripture, you know you've heard it often enough, you're only deluding yourself. If you think that things will work out for you at your death because of these things and hope it'll all work out in the end. You see, it's only as a Christian, as a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, that we can say that when we depart, it'll be far better. To be with Christ is far better. But also for the Christian, brother and sister in Christ here tonight, are you getting any nearer that mindset of being prepared for your death? Oh, believer here tonight, how much we are still clinging on to the world. How we should be when we know that it could be at any moment. And yet how we allow so much of the world to crowd in upon us and to keep us from lifting our eyes to Jesus, to Christ the Savior, our Lord and our God. How we should be more zealous and more aware of our need to prepare for that great day. Now, friends, while from all of us that day is kept from us, when it will be, we don't know. We don't know when that hand of death, when that cold hand of death will reach out and take us. And that's it in this world. We don't know when it will be. But is that not a good reason then to prepare ourselves? Is it not a good reason here tonight you don't believe to realize this? You're here tonight, you've heard this time and time again, this inevitable call. Is now, even now, not the accepted time? Is now not the day of salvation for you? Why put it off for another day or another year? What foolishness, friends. Thousands have died in this country in the last year. What if you had been one of them? What if you had been one of them? Would those who were left behind grieving for you, would they be grieving for you or rejoicing at the thought that they've gone to be with Christ? Or would they be grieved beyond reason? Loved you so much in this world, and you have died, and they have no hope for you. How is it going to be with yourself? Are you prepared? Are you prepared? If this is the year, thou shalt surely die. Oh, my friends, the need we have then to know this for ourselves, to die and to have our sins forgiven. Have our sins forgiven. Wonderful. But what about without them forgiven? That's not being prepared. It's not on the other side of death, as you know, that we can prepare. Oh, you might end your time in this life, and you will, but you'll never, out of sight of your loved ones, out of sight of all around you, every one of them will be separated from you, left behind. They can't see you anymore, but the holy eye of God will be looking upon you. That just God will be looking upon you. And you, my dear friend, who have refused to believe, who have lived a life of unbelief, despite being here tonight, that's the reality, and you know it in your own heart. Oh, well, that you have despised the means of grace and Christ freely offered in the gospel. Are you then prepared? That's the great question. This year thou shalt die because thou hast taught rebellion or spoken rebellion against the Lord. Your lifestyle has shown that you are not prepared. Why are you not prepared when you know that you need to be? So the question then, am I prepared if this is the year that God is going to call me? And then thirdly and finally, just in more detail, what then if it is this year? What if it is then this year? Well, you say, this is talking about here, this year thou shalt die. It's only January, that means I've got 11 months left to sort things out. Well, remember this man, Hananiah. We are told here, I will cast thee off from the face of the earth. This year thou shalt die. And then in verse 17, so Hananiah the prophet died the same year in the seventh month. Did he have 7 months? No. If you look at the beginning of the chapter, it was the fifth month that the whole episode began. So within 2 months, 8 weeks, he was in eternity. 2 months, yes, in that year. And you see, friends, it's not for us that we say, well, we've got till December or January. Within this year, behold, this year thou shalt die. And that's the whole thing, you see. We don't know when. We don't know if, of course not. And we certainly don't know when within that time. But we are all going to. And what if it's for yourself? If it is definitely this year. If that is how it is. You see, friends, it's not just possible, but highly likely that there'll be more than one death in this congregation. Remember what I said at the beginning, that in this island, five times the size of this congregation, every year go into eternity. And is it not, as we look back on the year that's gone by, empty places here? Why? Because they've gone, they have died. And it doesn't always mean that it's the middle age or the old only. You see, death is no respecter of persons. Interesting that scripture tells us that God is no respecter of persons. Well, death is no respecter of persons either. Young or old or middle age, that is the reality. And it's very likely, even I would suggest to your friends, I'm sure you can't argue that it's more than likely there'll be more than one death in this congregation in the year that lies before us now. What if it's you? What if it's you? What if it's you? Yes, middle-aged and the older usually die first, but it's not always the case. Oh, you younger people here, would you realize that? You're only going to open your newspapers or look on your gadgets every day and you'll see the news of people, young people, suddenly dying in different ways. How we need then to prepare. Some even seem to be, how often it is, you hear this ourselves, seems to be in the best of health. And we are, did you hear such and such died? You say, what? I just saw him 2 days ago. I was speaking to her just last week. She seemed so healthy and everything seems to be fine. And you're shocked when you hear it. But the scripture says, behold, he died. And this, my dear friends, is what we have to face up to. Well, most of us, I'm sure, think, well, it probably won't be this year for me. It probably won't die this year. And that might be true. And you may not. But again, I ask you, what if you will? What if you're going to? What if this is set out for you? Are you ready for it? You see, that's the question. We must ask ourselves, am I ready? Am I prepared? If this is the year that I'm going to die? You know, if you could see, as it were, God's decree tonight, if I can put this picture, we have in the scripture a picture of people's names in a book, and it's not really so, but it's the picture we have. And there's your name, you find your name, the date of your birth and the date of your death. What would you do? Oh, you say, I would take note of it and I would repent and I would confess my sins and I would plead for mercy and I would change my life to prepare for it. Well, my friend, don't you realize your name, just because you don't see it, your name is written there on the day of your death, just as the day of your birth. You don't know, only God knows. Are you prepared for it? If this is the year that is going to happen for you. There it is. Your year, your month, your week, your day, your hour, your minute. That you are going to be called out of this world. It is there set already. It's not just about now, friends. It's about whenever. Whenever, because it is going to happen. So, dear friends, why then should any keep postponing seeking the Lord? All the opportunity. No, there's a text there, you know it well, in Genesis chapter 6. My soul shall not always strive with man. I think that's one of the most solemn texts in the whole of Scripture. Indeed, it is terrifying. My soul shall not always, my spirit shall not always strive with man. What if that is written about someone here tonight? That God, as it were, is saying, well, that person has resisted so long. That woman, I am no longer going to strive with her. I'm giving her over. I'm giving up. It may not be that death is coming in a moment, but that can be true as well. My spirit shall not always strive with man. What a fearful thought. Friends, some of you here, I believe that the Spirit of God has been striving with you for some time. You've been challenged in the Word of God on many occasions. On your own, maybe at home, in some situation that you come across. Young people here, older people. That is true. But my dear friend, you realize that the day may come when the Spirit of God will cease to strive with you and leave you. So that when death comes, there is only one end for you, to be cast into a lost eternity. The last year of someone's life has already begun. When you think that even before another month, another day goes by in the UK, thousands of people will have died. It is more than likely before this weekend comes, there'll be a number of deaths even in our own islands. What if you would be one of them? We cannot outlive our appointed time. COVID has nothing to do with it. It is God who has to do with it. God's people can, of course, be taken unexpectedly as well, but they are not being taken unprepared, and that's the difference. Are you prepared? These words, my spirit shall not always strive with man. Solemn words indeed. If this is going to be then my last year, your last year, my last day, your last day. Oh, would you not wish facing death? Remember Stephen as he's been stoned to death. These wonderful words. Ah, what a way to go. Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Let us pray. O Lord God, we pray that thou would prepare us, that thou, Lord, would arrest us in the way, whether believer or unbeliever tonight, to prepare and make ready for the inevitable time that is coming to each of us. How we need then thy Holy Spirit. How we need ourselves to stir ourselves up to prepare for it. If we are thine here tonight, Oh, forgive us for the lack of preparation that is ours. We are thankful that Christ above all is our preparation, but may we not make that an excuse and to be complacent in the things that pertain to the glory that there was prepared for us. And those of our dear friends in this building tonight, loved ones, who are still not prepared and who are making no preparation, Lord, we pray that thou would not let them rest tonight until they make their peace with thee through the only way, the Lord Jesus Christ. In his name and for his sake, we ask it all. Amen.